Hi, and welcome to the Audaciously Wild podcast with your host, the one and only Andra Williams. This episode, we are chatting about the fastest way to earn $5,000 to $10,000 a month as a Christian woman within the marketplace. But before we dive into this episode, you guys already know the drill. Let's give a warm hey girl hey to all of our new Audaciously Wild listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm super excited to have you here. This is a space, a podcast for the founder, entrepreneur, the ministry leader, the woman who was desiring to make more impact, to boldly lead, and to increase her revenue in the kingdom. And so I'm super excited to have you here. And if you are a returning listener, hey girl, we love you. I want to say heart eye, dancing girl with bunny ears, flowers, 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 throwing a money stack at you. I'm super excited to have you back. Okay, so quick story is that my sister, within my mom's phone, she added in all of these emojis, right? And after her name, it was like, it was all of like every emoji that one could think of. It ended up going out after her name. And so it went on for probably about like 5 to 10 minutes. And so that is the type of longevity, the introduction that I am giving you right now, giving you 10,000 emojis, because I'm super excited to have you back here on the Audaciously Wild podcast. And so, as I said, this week we're chatting about how to create your either your first of many $5,000 to $10,000 months within your business. And so our goal is that we want to see you creating more money within your business and to create more wealth, because we know that with wealth coming into the kingdom, then the kingdom can expand the way that God desires for it to. We want to see you to travel the world, whether that is by yourself or with your family or with a group of women. We want to see you midweek, okay, going to the spa, doing all the things, getting your nails done, having your self-care days, and just doing whatever your heart desire within, of course, within the realm of holiness. But we want to see you living and accomplishing the mission that God has placed upon your heart while also enjoying the fruits of your labor. And so when I work with the clients inside of our Audaciously Wild programmings, they usually come inside wondering, what should I focus on to create the type of results that will secure 5 to 10K months within my business, right? How do I bring in clients, bring in those sales within your business? And so truthfully, there's not going to be just no one way on how to do it, because every business isn't this one size fits all type of business model. And depending upon your niche, how activated your audience is will impact how this particular strategy work. But I want to give you some foundational things that you can start to implement. And so the goal is that however you desire to lean into it, we want to meet your mission by having you to join inside of one of our programmings where we can go more in depth within this strategy to give you a more in-depth view of how this will look for your business. But first, let's explore some ways and some things that you can do to start to increase your monthly revenue. And the first thing is that we want to focus upon our monthly reoccurring revenue versus smaller payments. And so in order to build sustainability, because that's essentially what we're doing, is that we're building up sustainability and we're focusing on larger contracts to be the main foundation of your business versus smaller contracts. So contrary to popular belief is that selling low ticket is so much harder. Some people think that selling low ticket, selling a $27, $47, $97 offer, that is going to be so much easier than selling a, you know, $1,500 pack, a $2,500, even a $10,000 to $15,000. Like I see my clients selling $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000 packages effortlessly, and selling, they'll come back and tell me like, Andra, like, you know, selling a $27 masterclass ticket was so much energy, and I just like went and sold one of my higher ticket offers instead. And so one of the things that I realized is that it requires so much energy, because selling lower ticket offers requires you to have volume. And when I go into my second point, I'm going to go more into why this is such a big deal for Christian women, because some of the times we struggle with point number two that makes bringing in reoccurring income from our passive offers really hard. And so I want for you to really start to focus upon bringing in revenue from your higher ticket offers. Now, this could be one-to-one coaching, masterminds, group programs, mentorships, anything that is going to bring you in predictable and sustainable income. Now, I'm not talking about a membership and charging, you know, within the membership, it's $97 a month, right? Now, when I go into business model, which is a third point, I'm going to talk more about how you can step into creating sustainability from a membership. But for right now, is that I want for you to think about how you can build out something that creates reoccurring income from a higher percentage. Now, when I first started out within the online space, I was selling coaching offers that was $60 a week. And the package was barely, it was only like a 2-week package. So I was making $120. And to me around that time, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is amazing. But then that was only amazing because I still had other income coming in from my job that I was employed at. So that was the income that was sustaining me. And so once that started to stop and the Lord called me into full-time entrepreneurship within the marketplace, I was like, okay, this $60 is not going to work. I need to figure out what I was going to do. And so that's when I decided to step into selling coaching services that could help me to create a higher ticket or to create a higher monthly reoccurring income. And so the first thing that I want for you to ask yourself is, what type of offers could you build out within your business that could create predictable and sustainable income? Because that's what you need. You need to have more high stacking offers. You need to have offers that could bring you in income that will cover the bare necessities of your expenses, of your, you know, your business overhead, in addition to your household business, your household income. And so if that is that you need to have at least $5,000 a month flowing into your business, realistically, it wouldn't make any sense to charge, you know, $47 for an offer when you need to bring in thousands of dollars within your family, your household, in order for you to sustain yourself without your business going into and feeling as if it's like this place of like sorrow, right? The Bible says that the blessings of the Lord add of no sorrow. So we have to allow ourselves to operate from a place of wisdom and to say, am I stepping into a space of where I can be profitable within my business, right? And so at the Audaciously Wild Conference, we're going to cover more of this, because our goal is that we want to see over 300 women to step into creating more premium packages and to package up their expertise where they can make six figures in the marketplace, right? And to make that, in order to make six figures, you have to price your offers correctly. So one of the resources that I want to give you guys right now was that within the show notes section is that we have a free resource. This is going to show you exactly how much of you of your income that you are missing by not pricing your offers correctly. And so you're going to go through the guide, and within the guide is going to give you guys some prompts. And at the end of it, you should see exactly how much profit you are missing from your business. This is the amount of money that you want to plug into your business, because this will allow for you to create that sustainability within your business, okay? The second point is that we want to increase our visibility. Now, earlier I said that some of the times is that we struggle to create those 5 to 10K months because not enough people know about us. And one of the things that I can say about, you know, since I do have the right to say this because I have helped hundreds of Christian women online to create and to build income within their business, is that one of the things is that we struggle with marketing our business. We struggle with getting our name out into building a product awareness and brand awareness for our business. And so if no one knows about your business or a limited amount of people know about your business, it's going to be so much harder to create sustainability. Because you guys, here's the thing, is that if you sell to the same people, you start to fatigue your audience. If you launch without marketing your business, is that you start to fatigue yourself because you're putting out all of this effort, right? You guys know what it feels like to create content and then, you know, within your content only like 7 people like it. Like, that's the type of energy that you are exerting within the online space when you're not marketing your business. And I feel like this is the reason why so many of us Christian women, that we feel very overwhelmed and discouraged with our business, because we are not marketing. We are pushing out content, and somehow the content is the full-on marketing strategy. So I want for you to make marketing to be one of the main components within your business. Now, if you are a part of my programming, you know that I always ask my clients, like, how are you marketing your business? Did you build out a marketing strategy, or did you go straight into sales? Because some people, I think a lot of Christian people, we go straight into sales. We go straight into selling our offers without actually marketing and building up a launch plan. And so we want to have the things set in place in order for us to create that predictability, right? Because if not enough people know about you, as I said, then not enough people know about you. In that you should be desiring to grow your audience. The Bible says that the Lord adds to the church daily. So every single day, your goal is to figure out how you can start to add to your business, whether that is to your email list, to your social media following, adding another contact and getting out there, you know, pitching to one type of, you know, corporation or organization, or, you know, a coaching firm or an agency, right? Like, the thing is that getting out there and allowing yourself to add to your network, because if you do not, it's going to be so hard to hit your goal, because visibility in marketing is how you sell. Sales is not how you sell. Marketing is how you sell. Okay. Visibility will allow for you to reach your ideal client in order for you to solve their problems. Now, I always teach inside of like my offerings how to be the solution. And one of the things about being the solution is that we are very visible, and that everything that we're doing is that we are trying to impact the kingdom. Like, how can you impact the kingdom by being quiet, right? How can you impact the kingdom by being mute? And that's one of the things that we want to eliminate, is you being, you know, hidden and you not using your voice, because God has planted something within you that is worthy of being shared. And if you were to share it, it will impact the world. It will impact the market. And so if you are not marketing, which is going to be your glue within the online space, how can you bring in consistent revenue within your business? So I want for you to break apart your marketing strategy, right? I want you to break it apart from marketing to lead generation. And with marketing, it is all about bringing in more people into your world. And lead generation is all about bringing in people into a specific offer. So you want to ask yourself, like, what season am I in right now? Do I need to just do overall marketing where it will bring in a combination of people that just want to be a part of my offerings, be a part of my world? Or do I need to do lead generation? Because some of the time, this is oftentimes something that really gets mixed up. A lot of people, they'll do lead gen without doing marketing. Right. So you'll hire a lead gen expert or a lead gen specialist, and your lead gen is only there to connect people into a certain offering, but you haven't filled your funnel in with a multitude of people that can even be qualified to go into that offering. So you want to build out a marketing strategy that will bring people together, like a lot of people, into your funnel. And after you bring in those people, then you do the lead generation. Okay, so the marketing strategy that you can use to bring in more people is to break it apart and to say, I'm going to spend 30 days building up the brand, and I'm going to spend 30 days building up my sales. When you spend 30 days building up your brand, you are connecting with people that reflects the overall brand mission, the values, the stories, the similarities that you have. And when you are building up the sales, is that you are connecting with other experts within the industry that offers insight or that complements your insight and your perspective and your industry that you're in order for you to create more sales for people, for your business, and for people to view you as the expert, okay? So I want for you to break it apart. Give yourself 60 days to build this out and to see where you are at within your business. And so if you are struggling within your business, it is because we're not going to lay off the enemy head, okay? But some of the times is that we are causing our own delay, okay? And so how are you marketing your business? We want to have a marketing strategy, a visibility strategy, a lead gen strategy on how people are going to find us, how people are going to love us, and how people are going to buy from us. If you can answer those three questions, this is going to be a lot easier for you to now create the sustainability within your income in order for you to have those $5,000 to $10,000 within your business, okay? The third point is that we want to have the proper business model to support your $5,000 to $10,000 month. Your business model plays a huge factor in your sales. Now, earlier is that I shared about how I was pricing my services at a smaller amount, you know, $60 every week, and then I made $120. And so if you are someone right now with a more traditional business model and you're leaning into more standard pricing within your products and services, so this, when I say more traditional, this is around $27 to $4.97 or $6.97, like everything is always ended out in charm pricing numbers, right? If that is you, you will need to focus upon volume. And again, since a lot of Christian women struggle with marketing within their business, having volume, like, that may not be something that you can start to implement today, like, unless one of your posts goes viral. And some of the times with viral posts doesn't mean necessarily that you have brought in, like, you know, all of like these amazing people to work with within your services. And so having the proper business model is also going to be just as important as having the proper business model for your business. And so your business model supports the growth and the scale of your business. And so before you can even, you know, think about, you know, bringing in that type of income, is that do you have the type of business model that can support that type of volume or the type of sales flowing into your business? Because if your business model doesn't reflect your business goals, you will have a difficulty struggling and maintaining that within your business. And so I always ask myself, is that what type of business model do I have? Do I have a business model that can, as I mentioned earlier, that is stackable, where I could create that type of, you know, reoccurring income from a membership? So if you have a membership within your business, you know, how could you create more income in your business? That could be where you have a high ticket offer, such as your mastermind, and then having a membership. But within your membership, is that it's priced either at like a three-figure price point, or it's priced at a price point where they have to pay 3 months in advance. So instead of it being where they can cancel out any month, they have to be inside the membership 3 months in advance. And so that creates potentially about $300 a month. $300 every quarter within your business from one person. So if you have your high ticket offer, your membership, and then another program, you are creating that type of income. But if you do not have the right type of business model in order to create that, again, this is where we start to struggle within our business. And so do you have the right type of business model? What type of business model do you have? We talk more about business models inside of the Audaciously Wealthy Mastermind and recreating our business model and our offerings and our services to be able to support where God is taking us in creating that $5,000 to $10,000 a month within your business. Okay. So let us know which tip helped you out the most. And if you are not a part of the Audaciously Wild newsletter, where we send out newsletters to your inbox and also weekly emails to your inbox to get business news, insights, founder conversations, and also events on how you can step into your bold, audacious identity, we want for you to go ahead and click the show notes below where you can gain access to the newsletter. In addition to that, you guys, we also have the Audaciously Wild Conference coming up June 26th through 27, 2026. In Los Angeles, California. The tickets are now on sale. You guys can also check the show notes for that. So we have three links within the show notes for you to go and check out. This conference is a two-day conference and training where I'll teach Christian women entrepreneurs how to earn $100,000 within the marketplace and to confidently embrace their audacious identity, power, and authority. I'm so excited, you guys, and I cannot wait to see you there. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.